This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Valla. With coronavirus cases surging, some people are stocking up on supplies again and changing their holiday plans. Robin Wood of Aurora shopped at King Supers on Saturday. She's frustrated that things are going backward.
I'm angry because people aren't taking it seriously. And cases are spiking because people don't want to wear their masks.
Wood bought extra food and toilet paper so she doesn't have to be out as often. She says for Thanksgiving, instead of hosting dozens of people, she'll spend it alone with her husband. Colorado hit a new record for daily cases on Saturday. The arena formerly known as Pepsi Center is now a polling place. Voters can fill out ballots at Ball Arena Monday and Tuesday. It's the first time the venue has hosted in-person voting. Nearly 2.5 million ballots have already been returned in Colorado. And Colorado's oldest living Holocaust survivor has died at the age of 98. Fanny Starr lived in Denver. She survived 4 concentration camps, but she lost her parents and 2 siblings in the Holocaust. When she moved to the U.S., she spoke to students and the news media about her experiences in hopes that the world would never repeat its mistakes. Earlier this year, she helped pass a state law that requires schools to teach about the Holocaust and other acts of genocide. Governor Polis said the world has lost a giant in Fanny Starr. A little bit warmer for Denver today, highs in the upper 60s, same for Colorado Springs. You're listening to CPR News.